What's like living like a degenerate, being a drifter, drifting through life and stuff like that. The reason that we bring this up too is because it's just so important, because a lot of people are probably on the fence. Some people live one foot in, one foot out. They're halfway in on everything in life. And being a degenerate, it's just, the name is for itself. I almost think about it like this, like degeneration is a declining generation, which means like people are just declining. They're not improving. They're getting worse and worse and worse. But it's really just two paths if you really look at it. It's either you're getting better or you're getting worse. So which path are you going to choose? You might get a little better, but you might get really worse. Like you kind of people compensate for that and they never really get anywhere in life. Like maybe they get a little bit better, then they get a little bit worse to compensate for, I get rewarded now. Since I worked out in the gym, I get to go smoke and drink on the weekends, and then they get worse. And then it's just like constant cycle. You never like went anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You're never like doing any progression like in life, because
you were the same.
Working out is one thing, but then what about all the other things that you need to take care of in life in order to be successful, in order to have a fulfilling life and have the things that you set yourself to become, you know what I mean? So I was like that too. I was thinking like going to the gym was enough, or just reading a book was enough. But then all the other things, I didn't really devote time and energy into it, because it's like when you get in a cycle of just, making up excuses and not really thinking about life seriously, because you have to really take this stuff seriously. I feel like, in my personal experience, I would hang out with friends. I would just do things that were meaningless, things that just didn't really fulfill me. But at the moment, I was just in the moment thinking that it was doing something. But in reality, I was felt empty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a way to live at all.
Like if I was talking to like my 15, 16, 17-year-old self, like I really wish someone would have told me what goals were. Like, yeah, like we were taught in school about goals, SMART goals, but no one ever set any goals. Like I was never like, okay, I'm going to get a B in this class as market peer, or I'm going to get an A. Like I probably said it like once, like, oh, this market period, I'm gonna lock in. I'm gonna shape myself up. But then you just never really follow through with it. Or, okay,
just the necessary steps.
Exactly. Oh, I'm gonna start bulking. I'm gonna start like eating like a lot more calories, and the weight on the scale just hasn't moved in weeks now. And I'm like pretty much fasting, because I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing, and I'm just drinking.
You're not
and eating
like committed.
Out.
Yeah.
Like yeah, nothing. I'm not committed to anything. I think that's the most important thing too. Is if I were to say to like my 16-year-old self, he'd be like, goals, like, what are you talking about? Like, that's just, and he would get like uncomfortable about it almost, because of the fact that now he's to take responsibility. And I think it's a big part of taking that narrow path and going away from degeneracy is responding to life, because the reason people feel uncomfortable is because life is calling them and they're not responding, which means they're not being responsible.
God's calling them, they're not picking up the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And those, that phone that it's ringing comes up as backed up emotions. Like people try to
depression, anxiety, even
you're anxious because you're not taking action on the things that you know in the back of your mind you need to do. And during that whole process, like, yeah, like, oh, we're young, enjoy yourself and stuff like that. Like, I don't really get that at all. Like this time, like I'm young, therefore I should work super hard. Therefore I should try to be as disciplined as possible. Therefore I should try to get ahead as possible because I have the youth. Right?
You're never going to get the time back. You're never going to have this energy. You're never going to have this drive that you do now, especially. And like kind of not as much responsibilities since we're young in terms of family and stuff. Because one thing that I've heard from most of the people that talk about these topics are when you have family, that's just a whole different responsibility. That's like we think that what we're doing now is a lot of responsibilities, which is good. But then when you have family, it's a whole different thing that we haven't experienced, so we can't really speak on like much about it. But I think the idea is when you really want to change your life around, you will do the necessary things in order to, you know, turn away from it. Because at the end of the day, if you're not, like you said, if you're not growing, you're really just going down.
You're dying.
Yeah. You need to do something to progress. So my suggestion would be to number one, as I say to everybody, you need to have that realization point. You really have to understand that, okay, what kind of lifestyle am I living? And is there a better way to approach this? So take your life, kind of reflect on your day-to-day lifestyle and write down the things that you do that are productive and write down the things that are not productive that you would want to change. And then approach every single problem with a solution. So don't just take two of them and try to look for a solution for both. Take one problem at a time. Say you're scrolling too much or you are addicted to drink and smoking. Take each one of them and decrease the addiction, decrease the attachment, the amount of times you consume such thing slowly, and then you will understand that your life is changing. And not just that, but you're doing something about it. Realizing is one thing, but doing something about it is when the change happens. You thinking that I need to change my life won't do as much. That's just an obvious one. Your body, your physical body responds to these stuff. You feel depressed, you feel anxious, you feel sad, you feel unfulfilled, you feel sad when you think things are supposed to make you happy, like drinking, smoking, supposed to make you happy, but in reality, it makes you sad. So it's like your body is giving you the signal, because I feel like God designed us in a way to, you know, talk to us even within our like physical creation, that when there's something wrong, it signals us. It gives us that calling, that signal, not just in our mind and in our soul, but actually our physical body reacting to such thing and signaling us that, okay, maybe you need to change this side. Maybe you need to pay attention to why you're feeling the way you are, because there's something to be worked on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So really listen to these type of stuff.
Was there like ever a moment like during that whole process, like with you guys, like you were like, you felt like you were stuck in like a trance, and like you just like kind of woke up and you're like, well, what was I doing these past couple of weeks or these past couple of days? Like I felt like I just wasn't there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. For me personally, my biggest change happened after a breakup. So I was in a relationship for 8 months, and then the type of relationship that I was in, it was my first ever like serious relationship. And it felt like that's kind of like all I had, you know what I mean? That was the time when, you know, I really felt like, okay, I have somebody in my life, you know, I'm going to marry this girl. Like I really love her. But then the feelings were mutual when it was good. But then when things kind of went south, it was just like, it was very toxic, you know, it could get very toxic. And then things like that really make you question why you are with the person you're with. But then that subconscious attachment with that person is what's really messing you up even more. Like, you know that there's something to be worked on. There's maybe something that you might have to call it quits, or just say, you know, we both go our ways with good terms, nothing against each other. It's just, you know, worry about like our own lives, because this is the best thing for us. But then the attachment is so big that you never really find time to even talk about such problems that you have with each other. You just cope with it, and then the problem grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's calling you out more and more.
It's calling you, bro.
It's really calling you out to really confront the problem. And if the problem's not confronted and you don't respond to it, it grows bigger to the point where then it bursts, and whenever you had the opportunity to part ways in good terms, you might part ways in a very bad term that you probably never would imagine would end that way. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I feel like people like have their breaking points, stuff like that. Like, I mean, when I had like my really bad breakup, I went even down a path of more degeneracy. So it's like I went down that path even more and more, and I dug myself like an even bigger grave.
And thinking that you were doing something better, right?
Yeah, thinking that, oh yeah, like not like revenge, but just like, just like, oh, it's about me now. Like, I'm gonna do whatever I feel like. And it's just, I was just coping. That's just what it came down to.
Because as far as I know, like in your relationship, you were attached to this girl, kind of like same experience with me. And then when it happened, you felt like, okay, now this girl just left me. She doesn't care about me. So why should I care about other girls? Or why should I care about somebody? So it's like, it's a defensive mechanism that we have sometimes that is almost animalistic, which is really what separates us from being human to an animal, is that we respond to emotions with how we feel rather than how, like, kind of detaching ourselves from emotions and looking at from a rational perspective. Is because somebody hurt you doesn't mean that you need to hurt another person now. Doesn't change your problem. it only makes you feel a certain way about yourself, which is the revenge. But in reality, you are still the same person. If anything, you're probably becoming more angry, more violent, more degenerate, mm-hmm. more, I guess, just less of a human, more like more soulless person type of thing. You know what I mean? And we all had those type of moments where now